Cease to worship. Hallelujah. And what is that name?
Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Good to see y'all this morning. Hope everyone is doing well and having a wonderful, wonderful weekend. And for those of you that's off tomorrow, wonderful holiday as we celebrate the 4th of July. But most of all, we want to celebrate our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ every single day, every moment, every hour that we have. Just want to thank Him for the infilling of His Holy Spirit, for His salvation that He's given us, and just an opportunity, if anyone in the sound of our voice this morning and the message and hasn't given your life to God, you're struggling, and you're in a situation that you don't have an answer, or you can't just say that you're ready at this moment, please let this be the day of salvation for you. We'd love to pray with you and work in anything that you need, answer questions, and just guide you into the walk, because it's nothing we do. It's all what Jesus has already done. Amen. Let's all stand if you can and will. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer this morning. We're so glad for all the praise reports and all the special situations and bringing us through procedures and surgeries and those that are recovering right now. I love to hear the testimonies of praise. But there's also situations going on right now today. There's separation that's being forced on us right now. There's things that come against us in our families and our work and everything that we do. And we're just asking God just to mend, just let His love just go worldwide in every situation that goes forth. There are those that need touch right now that's in the hospitals or maybe waiting on a test result or preparing for a procedure. We just want to lift each and every one of them up too. So if you have a prayer request this morning or need, just show by the raising of your hand. And they're going to take a moment. Let's raise that other hand. God ever touched you? Has He ever healed you? Has He ever blessed you? Has He ever given you just that breath of fresh air? Dear Lord, we just love and praise You this morning. Lord, we thank You. Dear Lord, we just praise Your holy name. Lord, as we come together this morning, dear Lord, may we be in one mind and one accord. Dear Lord, we just want to worship You. Dear Lord, we want to praise You. Lord, we want to honor You, dear Lord, in everything said and done. Dear Lord, we ask that You'll receive every song sung, every instrument that's played, every hand that's raised, dear Lord, from the depths of our hearts, dear Lord, that we just lift You up and honor You, my Lord. Because Jesus Christ, You are our Lord and Savior. And, dear Lord, we just praise You. Lord, we thank You for the opportunity You've given us to gather together in Your name. Dear Lord, now we humbly come before You. And, Lord, we're placing each and every situation into Your mighty hands, dear Lord. We're asking You to heal, dear Lord. We're asking You to mend, protect, to guide, dear Lord. We just need You right now, dear Lord. Those in the nursing homes and assisted livings, dear Lord, those caretakers, dear Lord, those that need a touch from You, dear Lord, we're placing them into Your hands. Lord, we pray for the lost right now, dear Lord. We ask You to touch us, touch our families, dear Lord. Strengthen us as we go forth, and dear Lord, in this life, dear Lord, with the ultimate goal is to be with You forever. Lord, we love and praise You. We ask You to bless our pastor and his family. Dear Lord, strengthen them as they go about Your work. Lord, we give You all the honor and all the glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says,
amen,
amen, amen. Let's give Him another hand clap of praise. Praise the Lord. I never shall forget page 130. While you're standing, turn to page 130. I never shall forget the day. We haven't done this in a while, and I'm just thinking about it, and we were talking about it in Sunday school, how the Lord's changed us. Anybody been changed? Yes. Yeah. Through His heavenly hands. That's right. Praise God. I never shall forget the day. Page 130. Long years ago, went out and said, I had no hope, no peace within. Down on my knees in agony, I praise the Jesus and He gladly set me free. Amen. Lord. Y'all sound like y'all ready for church this morning. Praise God. As you're being seated, just turn around. Just tell somebody that name is Jesus. Jesus Christ. He gives us that joy, that hope, that peace. And our God is pure love. Praise the Lord. Because He loved me even when. Praise God. Praise the Lord. We're going to go ahead and take up our morning offering. Sister Karen, you got your... A little bit about Vacation Bible School and update everybody. I don't want to miss anything. It's coming up. I'm sorry.
You put me on the spot and I'm chewing up a mint.
That's okay.
VBS next week. The kickoff is Sunday night. Starts at 6. We're going to have singing. I don't know what else they got planned. Going to have a hayride. Anyway, it lasts through till Wednesday. So invite everyone you can. We want a huge turnout. The hours are 7 to 9, but food is served at 6. So if you want to eat before, come at 6. Food is served from 6 to 6:45, and then VBS will officially start at 7. And, huh? Do what? Oh, the ages, it begins at 3 and goes up to 13. We will not have a nursery this year, so... Babies can come, but there will be nowhere to drop them off. All right, if you have any more questions, just see me.
Absolutely. Thank you, Sister Karen. See, that's why I wanted her to say there's a lot more than I could write down on this little piece of paper. Praise God. I'm excited about it. I know we're a praying church, and I know we pray for so many things, but let's be in prayer for our Vacation Bible School. For all the ones working behind the scenes, everybody working from the food all the way through, the services, all the teachers. But most of all, let's pray for those little ones, those young ones, I should say, from 3 to 13, that God would just touch them and they're going to hear the name of Jesus. And they can just be that seeds planted or that it's cultivated and maybe those that will turn their life over to the God. Praise God. Praise God. Brother Thomas, would you ask the Lord to bless our morning offering, please? Yes, Lord. Amen.
Blood, thank you, Jesus. And it cost
life that paid my way. Death, its price. And when it flowed down from the cross, oh, my sins were gone. Thank you, Lord. My sins forgot.
Yes, hallelujah.
Oh, there is a grave.
Come on, Karen.
And it tried to hide. Thank you, Lord. His precious blood.
Yes, Lord. Have your way.
That gave me life.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Oh, but in 3 days, He breathed again. Oh, and He rose to stand in my defense. And so I come to tell you He's alive, to tell that He dries every tear that falls. And so I come to tell you that He saves, to shine to proclaim He's coming back for you. There is a blood, and it sights the blind. Oh, it heals the sick, and the lonely it finds. Oh, and it has the power to free the bound. Oh, as our chains they fall upon the ground. Oh, so pour it out.
Yes,
to cleanse my soul, thank you, Jesus. And let His liquid, oh, His liquid glory flow. Because He lived to make me whole. To tell you He's alive, to tell you that He tries every tear that falls. And so I come to tell you that He saves, to shine and to proclaim He's coming back for you. And so I come to tell you He's alive, to tell you that He dries every tear that falls. And so I come to tell you that He saves, to shine and to proclaim He's coming back for you. This life, oh, this Christ, oh, this blood, oh, this word, this life, He paid the price. With His precious blood, I can wash away my sins.
Rust can wash away my sins.
was a grave that tried to hide His precious blood. Oh, that gave me life.
Yes, it did.
But in 3 days He breathed again and rose to sin in my defense. So I'm proud to tell you He's alive, to tell you that He tries. Every tear that falls, so I'm proud to tell you that He says, to shine and to perfect, He's coming back for you.
Tomorrow all the things were gone I'd worked for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my God above to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away.
And I'm proud to be an American, where each time I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, from New York to LA, where there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand to say,
I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. Cause there ain't no doubt of this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave their right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. Cause there ain't no doubt of this land. God bless the USA.
you're born again. Praise the Lord if you know where you're headed. Praise the Lord if you're glad to be here this morning. Amen. I'm glad to be in America. I am. I know we got our problems, and I know we got issues, we got troubles. Still the greatest land there is in this whole wide world, and I'm so thankful. And as long as we stay a God-fearing nation, God will bless us. Amen. I'm so afraid we're slipping from that. Amen. But I pray that we'll get our focus right. Amen. Good to see you this morning, each and every one of you. If you love the Lord, just wave to Him. Amen. Hallelujah. This is not my final home. Life has been so good, I can't complain. 'Cause when I'm down, God gives me strength to rise again. Oh, but I'm weary from the struggle of it all. So I listen, how I listen for His call. For heaven is sounding sweeter all the time. Lately, that's all that's on my mind. Someday I'm gonna leave this world behind. Heaven sounding sweeter all the time. How many's going with me? Yeah, glory. Heaven's gonna be a wonderful place. Jesus is going to be there. I know it's hard to lose a loved one to the grave, but we have the blessed hope that Jesus gave. God's going to wipe every tear from my eyes. When we meet in that land beyond the sky, oh, heaven sounding sweeter all the time. It seems like lately that's all that's on my mind. Church, one of these days I'm gonna leave it all behind. Heaven is sounding sweeter all the time. One of these days I'm gonna leave this world behind. Heaven sounding sweeter all the time. Well, if you believe that, give the Lord praise in the house this morning. Glory. Hallelujah. What a mighty God that we serve. What a good God. Amen. So good to have Eddie and Karen all the way from Muscle Shoals, Alabama, to be with us in service this morning. We met them before church. Such sweet folks, and we just pray that they'll feel a kindred spirit with us this morning. Well, we're thankful for our nation. Need to be thankful for our blessings. Still needs a lot of prayer. Still going through some growing pains. One of the youngest nations in the world, but It's amazing what has been able to be accomplished. I think that because our forefathers founded it on faith and the Father, and just noted that the nation needed to be a nation that was led by God. I'm afraid that some of us are straying from that, and I pray that we get back to the real principles and the statutes and precepts of God's Word. If you have your Bible this morning, I want to go to the book of 2 Chronicles, in the 7th chapter. God been good to anybody this week? Hallelujah. I don't see how folks make it without the Lord. I'd just be honest with you. In the book of 2 Chronicles in the 7th chapter, beginning with verse number 12, and thank you for standing for the reading of God's word. The writer said, "And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for an house of sacrifice. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locust to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then," everybody say then, "will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now mine eyes shall be open, my ears attent unto the prayer that is made in this place." Can we pray? Heavenly Father, Lord, we're so thankful for your word. We're thankful for your Holy Spirit, God, and for the desire that you have given us together here this morning. Father, I pray that we'll lay aside every weight this morning. God, that we'll get our mind and our focus exactly on you and where you want us to be. Father, I pray tonight or this morning, God, if there be anybody here under the sound of my voice that has not made preparation to make heaven their home, let this be the day. Father, I humbly ask that you bless this vessel. God, use this vessel as you see fit. Anoint at these lips of clay, God, that you may speak to our hearts this morning. And we'll be so careful giving you praise and honor and glory. We ask it in the precious name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Thank you for standing. This morning I want to bring a message entitled, A Call to the Church. A Call to the Church. The writing here of Solomon is very explicit. It's very exact. He is talking to God's people, or God is speaking to Solomon about his people. Just to give you just a little bit of groundwork, or lay a little bit of groundwork, this is on the heels of the dedication of the temple. Great temple that Solomon, or that God allowed Solomon to build. David couldn't build it because he was a man of war or a king of war, and there was too much bloodshed, but God had a place and used David. But he let David's seed be the one that was able to build the tabernacle and the temple. Now this is after the dedication, and the Bible tells us that when things were made, the furniture was placed in order, and everything was where it ought to be, and the trumpeters came in, and the singers began to sing, and there was such a cloud of the Spirit of the Lord that it filled the whole place where they were, so much so that the priests couldn't even perform their priestly duties. I pray that we get back to those services. I pray that when we come in, we lay aside every weight, every sin that does so easily beset us. When we come into the house of the Lord, a sanctified place, a place where we gather to worship and praise the Lord, that we forget about everything else except worshiping and praising the Lord. Can you say amen? Let me tell you, the hamburgers will still be on the grill. The ice cream will still be churning. There'll be plenty of time for the rest. But right now, can we get our mind on God? Can we begin to worship Him and praise Him and acknowledge without Him we can't do a thing? But with Him all things possible. So Solomon tells us here that he prayed for a blessing and favor on his people. Now the people had grown somewhat lukewarm, lethargic, same old routine. Blessings would come, and they would get used to the blessings, and they would be blessed and multiply and have the fruits of the land that flowed with milk and honey. Then they would become complacent. then they would many times ignore the blessings of God and take things for granted, and they begin to pray less. They begin to acknowledge God less. They begin to quit reading the scripture, the Mosaic law, and practicing that and teaching that to their children, and things began to get worse. Imagine that. And it reminds you that when God is placed somewhere down the line and He's not number one, things are going to get bad. Things are not going to be as good in your life as they once was if you fail to acknowledge God and worship God in spirit and in truth, and you let other things filter into your life that come more important, whether we realize it or not. If they come between us and God, they're wrong for us, and we need to rearrange our priorities. Solomon prayed. And this is kind of God's way. I want to remind you, God doesn't sleep. Church, God doesn't sleep. Man, sometimes we want to get all of our praying done before nightfall. Because we do other things during the night, don't we? We find a good place of comfort and we rest and sleep, and I'm just as guilty as anybody. But I've had God to wake me up in the middle of the night. You know why? Because it was too important to wait till morning. And if you close your eyes and say, God, let's talk about this in the morning, you may be missing out on a great blessing. You may be missing out on some direction from God. When God speaks, we need to be available, and we need to listen to what God says. And God spoke to Solomon in the night. And He loved Solomon's prayer. Whew. Hello. We believe in prayer. Anybody in the house ever had a prayer answered by God? Anyone ever had a miracle performed in your life that you knew, in fact, there was only God that did it? How thankful we are. Amen. But how many times has God said, I love your prayer? God loved the prayer of Solomon. He honored the prayer of Solomon because he prayed for a blessing and favor on his people and on this temple. I don't know verbatim the prayer that he prayed, but it had to be something that moved God, because he wanted prayer for the people. He wanted a blessing on the people, but he also wanted a blessing on the temple. When people came in, they could feel the presence of God. Church, if you don't have anything else to pray for, pray that whoever enters those doors will feel the presence and the power of an almighty God. And if they're a sinner, let it be the convicting power of God that'll bring them to an altar of confession and repentance. I got news for you. You can't actually pray to God when you don't need anything. I said you can actually pray to God when you're not in trouble, you're not in pain, you're not in need of anything. Lord, I just called you up to tell you how much I love you. I just praise you. Lord, I want to be a blessing to someone. I want you to see, amen, that I can lead somebody to Jesus. I want to pray for my church. I want to pray for the singers. I want to pray for the choir. I want to pray for the Sunday school class. I want to pray for Vacation Bible School, that souls will be born again that are lost. Hallelujah. So Solomon prayed. God speaks to Solomon at night. Solomon, I heard your prayer. Ooh. I think sometimes we'd pause to hear from God. Because let me tell you how some of us pray. We don't give God a chance to answer. It's gimme, 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 make a way, gimme, 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 do this, do that. Sometimes we don't pause to listen to the voice of God. But imagine Solomon praying, whether it was laying in his bed on bended knees, sitting up, standing up, I don't know what it was. But God spoke. And I don't know exactly how the verbal audible voice of God would be, but I would imagine probably made the little hairs on the back of Solomon's neck raise up. Solomon, I heard your prayer. church, I have heard your prayer. The little remnant that is still holding on and still has faith in God, in a multitude of people who seemingly have turned from God and don't desire the presence of God. I want you to know, church, and I'm not talking about this local assembly. I believe there is a remnant today. As bad as things are, as gloomy as things look, I believe there's a church. I believe there's a body of Christ that's praying and seeking the will of God. And they're saying, God, bless this, your people. Bless this sanctuary. Bless those that need prayer. Bless those that have turned their back on you. Let there again be an outpouring of your spirit. Let revival hit the land. Oh, God said, Solomon, I heard your prayer, and I have chosen this place. I have chosen this house. This house that you have so tirelessly built, the endless amount of hours, the labor, is not for naught. Hallelujah. I want to encourage you, saints of God. I know some of you have been praying the same prayer for years and years and years. God has heard your prayer. Amen. Help is on the way. Glory to God. It took a long time to build that temple, stone by stone, rafter by rafter, all of those many things. But when it was complete, God looked at it and he said, I love this place and I have chosen this place. Amen. This place for a house of sacrifice. Amen. Sacrifice unto me. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to touch you. I'm going to anoint you. Solomon, if you'll walk in my footsteps, if you'll obey my precepts and my statutes, I'm going to send a blessing, church. I believe this is a type and shadow of God speaking to the church today. Church, if you'll get your mind off of the worries, if you'll get your mind off of the trouble, if you'll get your mind off of the disturbance and turn again and begin to pray in one mind and one accord, God said, I will hear from heaven. I will heal your land. I will forgive your sins. God said he would. Man, if we meet the requirements, even in time trouble. I thought it quite extraordinary that God answered his prayer with verse 13. See, the church don't like verse 13. Holy Ghost filled people sometimes don't like verse 13. Saints of God don't like a struggle. Let me take a survey. Is there anybody that would raise their hand today and say, God, give me a trial? Hadn't had one in a while, and I need a good old-fashioned trial. Anybody? Lord, I've been feeling too good lately. Could you strike me down with a little bit of arthritis or aches and pains or something? No, we don't like verse number 13. But why did God remind Solomon about verse 13? There's going to be some problems. There's going to be some trouble. There are going to be some issues, but never fail to realize that I am the God over every situation, and I will make a way when there is no way. If I shut up heaven, that there be no rain. I know he was talking about physical rain, but sometimes I think we've caused God to shut up the heaven, and we don't feel the spiritual rain like we used to. That ain't God's fault. Or if I command the locusts, those devouring spirits. Tell you something about a locust. Not happy with eating one leaf off the plant. He consumes the whole plant. And they come in multitudes. I just give you a word of warning. There are spiritual locusts in the land today. They are trying to devour the church. They're trying to devour the Christians. They're trying to make you ashamed that say, that you are a born-again Christian. My Lord, I am never ashamed that I'm a born-again Christian. The only thing I'm ashamed of is I didn't do it earlier in life. This is the best life that there is. Glory to God. We can get His blessings here, and we got a home in glory. Hallelujah. But He said, if all these things happen, the locusts devour the land, and I send pestilence among my people. And then He goes into verse number 14. We love to quote that one. We love to stand on that one. Sometimes verse 14 doesn't come till after verse 13 is hit. Reason God knew that in peaceful times and times of abundance and times of easy going, prayer life slackens. We don't really get that earnest expectation prayer that we have when the locusts are devouring, when there's pestilence in the land. And just like God needs reminding, God, you know we ain't had no rain lately. God said, no, He knows. Hallelujah. But He put verse 13 in there so we could be happy about verse 14. That lets me to know whatever comes my way, whatever we face as a church, whatever we face as a nation, whatever you face as a parent or a child or a husband or a wife, if you're born again, you got the right to call on Jesus. He said, I will hear you. I will bless you. I will deliver you. I will anoint you. I will make a way for you. Hallelujah. If my people, you know what's happened, church? We've been trying to get all them people out there to turn their evil ways and turn to God and pray. But spiritually, they're really not God's people. He wants them to be. And He sent Jesus Christ to die for them. All I got to do is accept Him. Come, have the blood of Jesus Christ applied to their sinful life. I mean, it's not asking a big thing. Hallelujah. But when He said, my people, I think He was talking expressly to the church. Church, there comes a time when we need to put spiritual blinders on. And forget about what the world is doing. Forget about what they're saying or what is socially correct or acceptable. Let me tell you something. I want to know what is acceptable to the Lord, not what is socially acceptable. But He said, if my people, that person sitting by you now, those people sitting in front of you and behind you, those are your true brothers and sisters in Christ. And I'll tell you something, church, if we'll quit put our petty differences apart, amen, quit looking and trying to judge people or trying to sum people up and begin to pray as one church, as one body, offering up prayers to God. God will hear, God will move, and God will deliver if His people, which are called by His name, will humble themselves. Church, we need to be humble. What makes the church think they're high and mighty? Glad I'm not like them. You looked at your past. But by the grace of God, would be exactly where they are. But thank God, He convicted me. Thank God, He pricked my soul. Thank God, He made me feel so uncomfortable in church that I had to get up out of my pew, make my way down to an altar, and ask Jesus to forgive me and fill me with His Spirit. But sometimes I think the church has forgotten a little bit how the world is. We need to humble ourselves down. There's not a one of us can make it without Jesus. I can't even go another day. Can't even go another step without the Lord. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray. Let us never forget What an honor and a privilege it is to pray to an almighty God. Don't go in there all puffed up thinking you something. Child of God, whatever you're doing, quit. Listen to me. I got news for you. We were talking the other day, and Trey was explaining why he couldn't do something. He said, I can't be multitasking. When I was 10 years old, I wouldn't even been able to say that, much less understand what it meant. I tell you something about God. He could multitask. I'm about to get excited. And I don't know. Sometimes they say it's contagious. If it is, I hope it rubs off on every one of you. Let me tell you something about the ability of a multitasking God. Whatever you're doing, wherever you are, ever how big the need is or how small the need is, whether you've just been told you're dying with cancer or whether you got a hangnail, there is a God that can multitask. There's a God that can save you, fill you, heal you, deliver you, set you free, still have time to listen to our request. He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think. That's the power of a multitasking God. Hallelujah. If my people, church, if my church people call by my name, humble themselves, pray, and seek my face. No, Lord. No, you're talking to the church. What are you telling them to turn from their evil ways for? Am I reading that right? I mean, God's people were set in their evil ways. See, the church has got this little list of things we can't do anymore. Y'all got one? Keep it in your pocket. And we know. Oh, no. Coming at me with them things. We know better than that. But just as there were those big foxes taking care of all the big plants, here comes these little foxes nibbling at the bottom. And he says things, you know, their evil ways. Well, I know this doesn't affect First Pentecostal. Thank God it doesn't affect anyone under the sound of my voice. I hope. But those little evil ways were born again, filled with the Spirit of the Lord. We pay our tithes. We attend church. We sing. We do this. And all of that is wonderful. I am not preaching against them. More people ought to do it. Oh, but have you heard of my sister so-and-so? I never in my wildest dreams ever thought that she'd do that. You know how much breath and time you spent talking about her when you should have been on your knees praying for her? You should say, Lord, but by the grace of God, that's where I would be. She's a sister. She's a part of the church. Deliver her. Help her. Anoint her. Anoint me to help her. Amen, church. We have forgotten about those little things, but they're detrimental to a church growth. One mind and one accord, the Bible says. Man, not backbiting, gossiping, spreading rumors and innuendos. How you know it's true? Well, I saw it on Facebook. I think more people believe in Facebook than they deal in the Bible. I'm not saying us. It ain't us, brother. It's them. We'll pray for them. And pray for me too. I scroll down Facebook too. Penny said, don't even look at that. Then I turn on the news. Don't even listen to that. Then I open the mail, check the 401k. Don't even read that. Then I go out in the yard and cut grass. Did you get around the bushes? Sometimes you can't go anywhere to find peace except in the presence of Almighty God. God, let it blow away. I don't want to think about it. I don't want to see it. I don't want to be a part of it. I just want to pray to you. Just fix it, God. Fix it. God said, I will. My people called by name shall humble themselves, pray and seek my face, turn from their evil ways, then will I hear all the way from heaven. I want you to look at what immediately follows then. Everybody say then. Then, to me, denotes action. If I cut the grass, then I will be finished. Right? Until it grows again. But God's word to Solomon said, if you'll do these things, it's my people. They're called by my name. Then, look what follows. I will. Then, I will. Do your part. He'll do his part. Put your faith in him. He'll answer your prayer. He's a miracle performing God. He hadn't gotten less power. In fact, he's just as powerful as he ever was. He's still a healer. Can I get a witness? He's still a deliverer. Has anybody been delivered? He still answers prayers. Has anybody had a prayer answered? God will, after the fact, we'll humble ourselves. Pray and seek his face and turn from our evil ways. And what did he say? I will forgive their sin.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Why are you still dragging that around? He's done forgive you of that. Somebody ought to shout, praise the Lord. I will hear, and I will heal the land. God, I don't even think you can fix this mess. Oh, us of little doubt. Amen. See if this works with anybody else. Because I'm trying to do it. I'm trying to spend less time complaining and more praying for them. It ain't worked, but it's going to. It's going to. God's ways is not my ways. His thoughts are not my thoughts. They're higher than mine. I'm just going to pray, God, your will be done. I don't even know what to ask for. So I'm just going to believe you and put my faith and trust in you, God, to fix the issues. Then will I hear from heaven. Then will I forgive their sin. Then will I heal their land. The same answer, by the way, that God has today. If my people, again, you know, many times we read that and, boy, I tell you what, they ought to obey that. It's always they ought to obey that. If the land would just obey that, if those sinners would just obey that. God said, if my people, I know it's not polite to point, so we won't point at each other, but say, my people, man, which are called by mine. It'll still work today. If my people will pray, how many would agree that prayer is very vital and important? Amen. If we'll pray, if we'll seek the face of God and turn from the wicked ways. What I read in this, that God was so anxious to send blessings upon his people and blessings upon his land and upon that temple, because it had been so long in the makings and so long in building. He knew that David was a warring king, and he knew all that had to be done first. But I believe that God had so many blessings. Something to make us realize that when that house was ready, His Shekinah power just filled the whole house. Thickness. You know, I was raised going to church, and the only thing that really scared me was when there wasn't a move of God. I'm going to tell you what a little boy was doing. While the move of God was going on, I could do what I wanted to do back there. But when everything was quiet, mama's ears and daddy's eyes were very attentive to what I was doing. But you let the power of God come down. And everybody was glorifying and praising. And then we could get on the back bench and we cut up. Thank God He forgave me of that too. Amen. And then later on, I got in the midst of it. I said, I got it all over me. What I used to didn't want, now I can't do without. I said, what used to make me nervous now just makes me joyous and happy. Glory to God. Now I want to see a move of God. Amen. I want to see a mighty move of God. I want to see sons and daughters brought into the house of God. I want to see husbands saved, wives saved, whatever the case may be. I want to see backslidden, lukewarm Christians, amen, being dedicated themselves to God. And we begin to pray in one mind and one accord. And God will do His part. If we, the people of God, will do what God requires us to do. I believe in all of the situations that are in the land today, it is a very loud and alarming call to the church. Church. We can't look for government to fix it. We can't look for man to fix it. We got to be in one mind and one accord to God. God will heal the land. God will save your soul. God will heal your spirit. He'll heal your body as well. In closing, I want to make reference to Psalms 33 and 12. The writer of this particular psalm tells us to rejoice in the Lord and to praise Him. To sing unto Him a new song, even playing the instrument skillfully. And it says, God loveth the righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of His goodness of the Lord. And He tells us all of these wonderful things. But in verse number 12, He reminds us. He said, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. And the people whom He hath chosen for His own inheritance. The next time that we're looking around and we're seeing things that are not going the way that we want to, remember your inheritance. Remember that this is not your final home. Somebody else say, praise God. Amen. I'm going to a new place. How about you? A place prepared by Jesus Christ Himself, that where He is, then I may be also. All I need for Him to do is just make a way for me to get through this present temporary abode and know that my eternal home is with Him. Amen. And I hope to see every one of you there. We're going to see some precious saints of God who's already gone on. But the greatest thing, we're going to have the opportunity to bow at the feet of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who in fact made this possible and makes this possible for you to be born again today and filled with His Spirit. If you're not, I don't know what you're waiting on. I don't know why you would put it off another day, another hour, or even another moment. Bible says this is the day of salvation. If you don't know Jesus, you need to get acquainted with Him. I'm not talking about just reading about Him in the Bible. I'm talking about inviting Him into your spirit, into your soul, as both Lord and Savior. I'm going to ask you to stand as the music returns, and we're going to give you an opportunity. Come, I know it's a holiday weekend, but you know what? God heals on holiday weekends. Thank God He saves, amen, even on holiday weekends. Hallelujah. He's ready when you are. If you would stand with me this morning, if you would bow your head in reverence to the Spirit of the Lord that's in this place, I feel a delivering spirit. I feel a mighty anointing of the Lord right now. Church, let's just give the Lord this undivided attention. Everything else will wait. Everything else can be secondary. But right now, let's entertain the Spirit of God. And if you have a need, please come. If you just need a closer walk with the Lord, please come. If you're not sure of your salvation, please come. If you know, in fact, you're not ready, please, please come. This could be the day that your life turns around and changes. You might sing when you get ready. Play. Some of you elders, if you would, gather around these that are coming to the altar. Let's pray for a mighty move of God right now. Deliverance is here. The presence of God is here right now. Please, this is your opportunity to come.
The blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary, the blood that gives me strength from death.
gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. You know it reaches.
Know how much we love them, how glad we are that they came to worship the Lord with us this morning. Tonight we're going to be having an ice cream social in the Family Life Center. So hopefully you'll come. There's going to be some homemade ice cream. And for those who don't like homemade ice cream, we're going to have some store-bought ice cream too. Believe me, there's some people that don't like homemade ice cream. I don't know how they got down here in the South, but they... I don't like homemade ice cream, but we're going to have several flavors, going to have a good time of fellowship, and just come and be with us. Amen. Again, in the Curtis Center tonight at 6 o'clock. Amen. So God bless you. Have a wonderful day, a wonderful and safe weekend. May God bless you. Brother Jim, dismiss us with a word of prayer.
Isn't God great? Let's give him a hand clap. Hallelujah. Oh, it's a message, powerful message. goodness, God has a way, and He knows who needs to hear the messages, and I thank God for that. I thank Him for you, all those watching online. We love you too. We'd love to have you in service with us. Anytime you get a chance, please come. If you haven't ever been here before, we love you. If you have a prayer request, put it in the comment section. But for those of you in attendance this morning, not only here, but out in the children's church and in the nursery, we just love God. And we love each and every one of you. And we thank you for your prayers and all that you're doing. All hearts and minds clear. Praise God. All right. Before we have our closing prayer, I just handed this note. Ida Bell has an outing this Saturday at 12 p.m. For lunch. All ladies are invited. Fellowship and time to enjoy each other. Going to be at the Olive Garden over at Arbor Place there in Douglasville. So if you would like to get information, Sister Linda's here this morning. You can ask her any more information. 1 minute, it says over. And it says contact Sister Linda. Thank you. Thank you. And I can read sometimes. Praise God. Hallelujah. Love you. Happy 4th. All of you, come join us tonight. Also want to invite you for our Wednesday night service. There are those at work. There are those that have things going on in life. But come as you are. That's what God calls us. Come as you are. Just praise God. All right, with this prayer, we're going to be dismissed. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, thank you again, dear Lord, for your presence this morning, dear Lord, for allowing us to hear your word, dear Lord, for allowing your word to go forth. Dear Lord, it is powerful, it is strong, it is convincing, dear Lord, and it's changed our life. Lord, we thank you for each and everyone here today, our visitors and our membership, dear Lord, for those watching online. Lord, we just praise you. And Lord, we thank you again as we celebrate this week. I know there are a lot on vacation, a lot traveling. Lord, keep them safe. Lord, for each and every one of us, dear Lord, as we prepare to depart, bring us back at our appointed time. Keep us safe, dear Lord. Thank you for your blessings on us and our families. Lord, we give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Have a wonderful afternoon. See y'all this evening. Thank you.